Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Wednesday, and so we're taking an idea we've looked at this week, that we've explored in the Bible. We're trying to see how that challenges and changes us. We're looking at the topic of worry this week, and how Jesus said, do not worry about your clothes, your food, your shelter, things like that. Look at the birds, look at the flowers. God provides for them. It's a challenging one to deal with because we know we live in a world where we do have to think about such things. And Jesus isn't saying we shouldn't think about them. He's saying he doesn't want us to worry about them. He doesn't want them to become all-consuming. He doesn't want anxious worry to take over our lives and become who we are. Rather than children of God with God at the center of our lives, providing for our needs. That's the point he's making when he says, look at the birds, look at the flowers. Let's think about the birds. God provides for them. Now, he doesn't do it with a hand from heaven. He does it by providing nature. There's this ecosystem where there's food for each kind of creature. There's a food chain. We see these things working out in life in ways we could never have planned or controlled ourselves. And yet they are there. What each of us needs is provided in nature. And believe it or not, there's even enough food on our planet for everybody to eat. The UN has done a study on this, and they say that there's absolutely enough food on this planet for people to eat. It's just a matter of distribution. And that leads us to the second way that God provides for people. First of all, he does it through nature, but secondly, he does it through the generosity of others. And that's generally what's missing. We have enough food in our world for everybody to eat, and yet we don't all have enough. And it's an issue of distribution, not supply. It's not getting to the people it needs to get to. We end up throwing away copious amounts of food in North American grocery stores for terrible reasons sometimes, simply because of a blemish or because we had to have enough stock to show full baskets, full displays all the time, even if it's not going to be bought and eaten. Terrible shame. And that's why this passage, again, is not saying don't think about these issues, it's saying don't worry about them. Absolutely think about them. Be involved in issues of poverty, especially when it comes to world hunger. Be involved. Think about those things. But Jesus wants us to do that because he and his concern for his beloved children are number one in our life. He wants us to be involved in those issues because he cares about his beloved children and wants his beautiful created world to function in the way he intended and not to be full of injustice and unequal distribution. Jesus wants us to know that we are made for much more than simply surviving. Think of a panda. There's a couple of pandas at the Toronto Zoo right now, and so we've been learning and hearing a lot about them. They spend the majority of their waking time eating. All they do is find bamboo and eat it. All day, every day. There's very little else in their lives. We're not made to be like pandas. Jesus is wanting humans to know we are made for much more than surviving. At times of famine and in places where there isn't enough, it can become all-consuming. It can become our daily pursuit. But Jesus isn't speaking into that right now. He's saying to those who do have enough, stop worrying about it. Don't let it be all-consuming. You're made for heavenly things. You're made for my kingdom. I want you to focus on that. And then all these other things will be added to you. He wants us to know, as modern people, that we're not made for just our careers. We're not made just for our mortgages, our homes. We're made for much more. We're made for heavenly pursuits. We're made for God. He wants that to be our primary identity. And we're going to see tomorrow how that leads to all those other things in our lives becoming second priorities. They're still there. They're still priorities. But it means we don't have to have competing priorities of who wins today. God, money, kids, family, wife, whatever it is. He's saying, when God is our priority, all these other things are added unto us. We're going to see how that works out tomorrow. But in the meantime, I have a question for you to consider, hopefully not alone, but with a discussion group of people in your life. What has God already put in our world to answer your worry concerns? Look back to Monday at the time I asked you to make a list of things you worry about and how you worry about them. What's God already put in our world or in your life to answer those concerns? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.